Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's send it over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is standing by in the red zone, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Jim.
Well, thanks very much, Jameer. We're in the red zone with a guy we want to see in the red zone all Sunday afternoon, Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon. And now we get the Chargers coming in on Sunday afternoon. But let's just take a look now. You're going into your eighth ball game as the quarterback with the Browns and starting in the regular season. What is it like now, week to week? Has it gotten any easier from Philadelphia to now San Diego coming in this week?
Yeah, you know, it has. You know, I think the game finally is starting to slow down a little bit. I think that's the one thing when guys come into the league, it's the biggest adjustment for them. I'm also getting more comfortable with what we do offensively, you know, our schemes and how we want to attack guys. So I think it's just from a comfort level, I'm getting closer, and I think, you know, I should be. It's the eighth week, and that's kind of the approach we've taken.
Absolutely. The art of throwing the long bomb. What a beautiful thing when it drops in there. It's like dropping it into the bucket. Tell me about just arcing that ball out there and knowing what that receiver can be, where he needs to be, where you don't put too much on it, where you need to give it more air. I mean, it's really, you've really mastered that now in the last couple of weeks.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I think early on we missed a couple. And I think, I took a little bit more, scrutiny in to myself is to give my guys a chance. I wasn't giving my guys a chance early. You know, now we've got guys, you know, Josh is going up and making plays. You know, he's running by guys. So for me, it's put it where we can catch it and nobody else can catch it. And I think that's the main thing when you're throwing deep ball is you want to give your guy a chance to make a play. And that's what we've been able to do. You know, we talked about it forever, about finally connecting on one to kind of stretch out the field. And we didn't do that early on, and we're finally starting to do that.
All right, before you get to Sunday, how much work goes in to getting the game plan ready, watching tape, watching it throughout the week, watching what you did at practice that day?
This is our job. We're up here basically from 6:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night. I mean, it's a full day, you know, and you break it up into certain aspects of the game. You start with your base and you go third downs and you go short yardage. You kind of break them up. But, you know, as far as watching film and doing all those things, I mean, you're starting our first meetings at 8 o'clock in the morning. We meet basically until 11. And then we eat lunch and go back out at practice at 1 and practice for a couple hours and go and meet some more. So people don't realize how much work we put into each week. I mean, there's numerous hours that we're in this building, trying to get ready for the team we're playing. And that doesn't discount what we do at night. You know, I have an iPad and I watch a ton of film at night. I usually fall asleep with it on my chest, you know, because I'll watch it for two and a half hours and it just never stops. You know, we're working all the time.
So let's talk about this week. San Diego comes in and the first thing that hits you is they're best against the run. They play the run very, very well. What kind of a problem does that pose for you guys?
Well, in turn, we didn't run it very well last week. Right. So we've got to find a way to establish the run. You know, it'll open up so many things for us offensively, whether it's throwing the ball down the field like we talked about or just the getting first downs. They're very good up front. You know, they got veteran guys in the backfield. You got Quentin Jammer at the corner that's played for 11 years. He's a great player. They're a talented bunch, the guys that can get after the passer. So, you know, for us, it starts with running the ball, and I think we're making a strong emphasis on that. And I think it's something that, our guys up front and our running backs take a lot of pride in.
You know, when you beat the Bengals here a couple of weeks ago, when you balance out the ratio of that game, pass and run, you were pretty close to 50-50 on that day.
Makes it easier.
It's really simple, isn't it, folks, when you take a look at it?
It is, you know, and sometimes the game dictates where you're at. You may be coming back. You know, there's been some games where we're coming from behind, so you got to throw a little bit more. But, a perfect world, you run it 35 times, you throw it 35 times.
Yeah. When I watched your last game in college, the Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma State against Stanford, I said to myself, boy, that would be a great game to be at. Man, look at these two guys, Andrew Luck and Brandon Whedon going up and down the field. And then Sunday afternoon, I was at the Fiesta Bowl. You two guys went at it. I'll tell you what, neither one of you looked like a rookie quarterback in that game.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I think, there was a lot of talk when we played the first time, you know, and obviously, it was a heck of a game, one of the best games we played all year. And, it felt similar. You know, both of our teams, you know, we put our teams in position to win the game. And it came down the end, he made one more play.
Now, everybody knows you're a baseball player, and we're at that time of the year where there are incredible baseball games on. Now, you're sitting there in your chair and your iPad, and you're falling asleep taking a look at more tape. But do you ever go back to your old professional days in baseball and say, you know what, I want to tune in and I want to watch Justin Verlander throw the ball tonight. Do you ever sneak a peek at a baseball game?
Oh, it was on. You know, it's on. I kind of, you know, when Miguel Cabrera gets to the plate or whatever it may be, I'll you know, pay attention to what's going on. You know, Verlander, I would have banked on Detroit winning that game just because of him. I think he's the best pitcher in the game, and you know, he gets stronger as the night goes on. We were joking about how the pitching coach came out, and he laughed at the pitching coach. Said, "What are you doing out here?" You know, and then the next pitch, he gives up a home run. So, kind of a different night. Didn't see it going like that, but you know, this time of the year, I'll watch baseball during the regular season. Didn't pay attention much.
Okay, when you did beat the Bengals, there was an incredible feeling in that stadium, which I hope you got a chance to feel, and I hope you got a chance to feel it out in the city when you left the stadium and maybe went out to dinner. I mean, I think that you're close here, and I think you mentioned yesterday that we're pretty close to winning here. It's going to be really fun, isn't it, when it's an every week happening?
I tell you what, walking off the field against Cincinnati was one of the best feelings I've had, just because it was just – everybody in the stadium was, you could feel the energy. I mean, it was just, it was a special moment. And I think they've been waiting a long time for that. We have been waiting a long time for that. And, you know, to get that on a consistent basis is our goal. And, you know, I tell you what, not only was it fun on Sunday, coming to work on Monday to watch the tape was a lot more fun. Everybody's a little more positive, and the vibe was a lot better. Yeah.